We're about to head now to South Africa.
Coming late, it's in front, Star Master, that's finding more. Van Hunks is getting going late down the inside, but Star Master wins it from Van Hunks in second. Universal will finish behind that.
Well, that was a win at Kenilworth Race Club in South Africa, part of the RSN coverage recently. The horse was called Star Master. Not a high-profile race, but a significant moment. It might be the last winner for some time. Our next guest does ride in South Africa because he's making his way to Australia to live and to ride. He's a 9-time Group 1 winning rider. His name is Callan Murray. At the age of 24, he's leaving South Africa to head to South Australia to base himself as a rider. He takes our call. He's about to fly to Australia in the coming days. How are you, Callan?
Yeah, I'm well, thanks, and yourself. Very excited and excited for the move, yeah.
Well, you're 24. Of course, you've been riding for a number of years. I believe you did come to Australia about 5 years ago for a stint doing some riding for David Hayes. But just tell the listeners about the decision, the process, because this is a massive change in your life and your riding career.
Yeah, so when I was at the end of my apprenticeship, I came over to Oz for a month and a half because I just felt that I needed some international experience, and I was very fortunate to have a bit of success over there and came back to South Africa. And, you know, after being in Australia, it's definitely a place where I thought I could call home one day, but I didn't really act on anything because I had very good support from Mike de Kock in South Africa. So I rode that wave and in between went to Hong Kong twice and to Singapore. But actually after my first Hong Kong stint, I started looking at visa options, which were actually very difficult to find. And it's taken me about just over 2 years for this to all come together. So it's been a big work in progress, and I'm just so grateful and excited that it's come together.
So a two-year process over the last 2 years, that's pretty much the time period for the pandemic and COVID and restrictions on travel and borders and immigration and so on. I'm gathering that made the whole process even more difficult. Over the last couple of years, were you expecting to be successful and being granted the green light to come here or just hoping?
I was more hoping because, I mean, I did understand the difficulty in getting over there. It's not so much, you know, from a perspective of racing, but just to get a visa from the government, you know, because obviously there is, you know, there's a lot of jockeys in Australia, and it's not like it's really a significant need to bring in new jockeys. So I understood it from that perspective, and from that perspective, I was hoping.
So You'll be coming to Australia in the coming weeks, do your quarantine, and then based in South Australia. I did interview Gary Alexander a number of months ago. I believe he is now here in Adelaide. He's from South Africa, as you know, one of the leading trainers. Matt de Kock is based here in Victoria, Cranbourne Racecourse. Do any of those associations, those trainers that have moved here, had any influence on you coming here?
You know, partially Matt. You know, Matt and I have worked well together. A lot of the riding I did for Mike was when Mike was in Dubai, and it was basically Matt and myself, you know, obviously with Mike's guidance from over there. So him and I have a good relationship, but I can't see myself riding for him anytime soon with my visa restrictions. But, you know, I am grateful to be getting into Adelaide. I do know Mr. Alexander quite well. Actually, when I first moved to Johannesburg as an apprentice, he gave me a ton of support and that sort of thing. So he's always been there to help me.
So you've ridden in Hong Kong and Singapore with stints there. You were the champion apprentice in South Africa in 2015-16. You rode 3 Group 1 winners on one card in South Africa a number of years ago. So already your career is well on its way. 9 Group 1s, many, many victories as a rider. But at 24, you're about to change from one nation to another. it's not an era where at the moment people can fly across the world and go back and see family and friends and then go back and continue the stint. How tough a decision in terms of what you're leaving there? I'm not sure whether you have a girlfriend or how close the family relationship is, but you may not see some people for quite some time, Kellen.
Yeah, I think that's just a sacrifice I have to make. And like you said, with COVID, it definitely makes it more difficult to visit them. But, you know, in saying that, racing's kept me very busy over the past few years, and it hasn't left me with a lot of time to... I love South Africa. It's a great country, but, you know, the dynamics changed a lot when COVID hit, and it's been tough here for a lot of people, and I do see a brighter future for myself in Australia. It will definitely be hard to say goodbye, but, you know, I think my gut feel certainly reassures me.
Would people be envious of you that you have the chance to, I won't say escape South Africa, but there's no doubt at the moment in Australia, we cross fingers, many parts of our nation are doing a lot better in the way we're living, coping with COVID, just the way of life compared to what's happening in South Africa and other parts of the world. Some would say that this is a fantastic opportunity for you in more than just a racing point of view. Do people say that from not an envious position, but say, wow, Callan, this is fantastic for you?
Yeah, certainly do. If I think about my future, one day having a family and that sort of thing, you know, factors like crime do concern me and that sort of thing. And it is worrying. So I think you'll definitely have a lot more comfort being in such a safe environment. And one benefit of Australia is that it's a lot like in a few ways. And I think that helps me definitely. And in my trips meeting Australians, I've been very fortunate to... They've been very welcoming.
So what are your memories of riding here back in 2016, I think it was, as a young man? So what were your memories of riding in this country compared to riding in South Africa?
Yeah, look, it was quite a little bit of a shock. Very different, you know, so many tracks, very tight tracks and that sort of thing. So it was very different. Shock, actually. But in hindsight, it was a very good learning curve because it definitely made me a lot sharper for racing here and in my other international.
Just cutting out there. Yep. So,
yeah, you're there. Sorry,
yes, you were talking about the difference between South Africa riding and... You'll be going to a lot more tracks, of course, in this country if you have the rides, of course. But so that'll be a difference for you.
There's a lot of jockeys. You know, I find that a big part of jockeys knowing the strengths and weaknesses of the jockeys you're riding with. So, yeah, you know, with there being so many jockeys, that will be a bit of a challenge, but something I'll learn definitely.
And the three Group 1s, just tell us about your memories of those happening in one day at Turfontein in South Africa.
Yeah, that was a massive, massive day for me and definitely a turning point in my career. I was very fortunate that earlier in the month I had ridden my first Group 1, so that definitely gave me a lot of confidence. And, you know, going into the day, I was really, really very confident on two horses, that being Mustakim in the two-year-old race. I thought he was something special, and he won like he was. The computer form sprint was, geez, an absolute shock. That was Mr. Cream's full brother. You know, it was a change. We brought him back to a sprint, put blinkers on over 5 furlongs, and he just relished, and that happened to be his last race, and he's now at stud. And that was very exciting for me, seeing that that it was a reduced choice. Being my favourite stallion, and so that was very exciting. And then it went on to Dio Gervente. Had a very good relationship with that trainer and owner, and he was also my first group winner, that horse. So it was a very exciting win. And then actually the fourth group won on the day. I ran second on a horse called Heavenly Blue, who I had won the previous leg of the Triple Crown on. So all in all, it was a fantastic day, and yeah, I was extremely happy with it.
We are speaking to you because I've become quite friendly with Gavin and Tex Lorena, and Gav, of course, the dream came true the other month, winning the Durban July. How close did you get to riding a winner in the Durban July?
My closest finish in the Durban July was fourth. You know, my horse had a really good prep and everything, and I thought he was a big chance, but yeah, I just was a bit immature on the day. So it's definitely a race that everyone wants to win in South Africa.
And there are a couple of South African riders, of course, already in Adelaide riding. Baren Voorster is the prominent one. Do you have any liaison or communication with them?
Yeah, Baren, I did meet in Singapore, and he's been very helpful in guiding me along with a few things. And Carl Zechner is also quite a good friend, because we spent a lot of time in the jockey room together. So I do have some good relationships, and they've been helping me along.
And who will you be riding for specifically? Or are you coming out here on this great adventure yourself to make your own foray and ride for whoever you can?
Yeah, so I'll be just trying to put my foot in any sort of door that opens, and keep it that way, and just ride for as many people as I can, and yeah, see how I go.
And what's the quarantine process? You'll be quarantined for 2 weeks, and we've often heard about vaccination in South Africa, very difficult. It's your prerogative. Is there any requirement on that too for yourself before you fly, or what's the process?
Well, I was fortunate enough to get a vaccine. It was like a trial they did on sports people, so I was really fortunate to get that, although it doesn't make a difference with quarantine. So I do have quite a lot of traveling ahead of me. It's 36 hours, including a 16-hour layover in Singapore, because there's not too many flights going out. And then I land in Adelaide, and in total, it's really 16 days, because day one starts the day after you arrive, and you leave after day 14. So it's going to be a long time, but I've certainly lined up a few activities, and it will be a good time for me to start playing racing. Not that I haven't been, but follow it more in depth and gain a bit more knowledge before I start riding.
And you mentioned your friendship with Matt de Kock. He, of course, here is in Melbourne. At the moment, with borders closed and travel restrictions, it's a bit difficult for riders and people in the racing industries to be going across to different states. We have situations where sometimes horses have to be changed in float drivers just to go from one state to the other. But hopefully in a number of months that will all change. But you're going to Adelaide to base yourself there. You have this friendship with Matt de Kock. Is there any chance that you will have, has he told you there's a ride or two available if you can come to Melbourne?
I'm actually restricted to Adelaide in terms of my visa. But, you know, I do plan on working on other visas once I'm there. But I think Adelaide is going to be a great start for me and a great base. And, you know, I'm not going to be in any hurry to leave. I'll just, you know, see how things go there and make the decisions when the times feel right.
The farewells are amazing on your social media, Facebook, Twitter, and that. Some of the farewells and people saying the role they played in your career and wishing you all the best. You've made a terrific impression already in your short time as a rider, by the looks of things.
Yeah, look, I mean, I think I've just been very fortunate. A lot of trainers have given me great opportunities, you know, namely Mike de Kock, you know, trusted me on a lot of big horses, and gave me a lot of confidence, himself and Matt, gave me a lot of confidence in riding them. So they definitely steered my career in the right direction. And I was also fortunate enough for the last couple of months to ride Brett Crawford, who's a top crane in his own right in Cape Town. And that's been fantastic. And, you know, South Africa's been such a fantastic platform for me. And it's really set me up so well. And, you know, I'll definitely miss it. And all the great friends and colleagues that I have here and family, I'll be gutted to leave them.
What weight will you be riding at? What can you ride at?
Yeah, so I can ride bottom weight. I can get down to 52. I rode 51 last year for a good horse. So, you know, provided I'm, you know, maybe initially it will be a bit more being in quarantine for 2 weeks and having already had 2 weeks off. So I won't guarantee I'll be riding that light anytime just yet, but I will be getting it down to there.
And as we wrap it up, I'm just going to mention a few names just to see if you're on the ball. It leads into my last question. Kyonga, Royal Adelaide, Glenelg. Do you know what they are?
Yes, they are suburbs in Adelaide.
And they are golf courses. They are golf courses in Adelaide.
All right.
And you're a very keen golfer, aren't you? Because when we arranged to chat to you today, and I was asking about how you're going and you're about to catch the plane this weekend, you're actually, the first thing you're packing is you're bringing your golf clubs.
Yeah, I love golf. I haven't been playing all that long. It's been about a year and a half, but I find it a great social sport and a good way to keep active. I'm having my last game in South Africa in about 15 minutes with tee off. So, yeah, very excited. I'll be taking those over, and I'm sure that will help me adjust in Adelaide with things to, you know, activities to do when I'm not racing.
It's a major, major decision in your life. We wish you all the best. We'll certainly keep in touch. And for a young man at the age of 24 in this COVID climate to up and leave South Africa, your family and friends, to move here and to live in Adelaide and to ride is a major decision. Good luck. Enjoy the quarantine when you get here, and we'll speak to you maybe in a month's time. All the best, Callan. Thanks for taking the call. Safe travelling.
No, thank you, Andrew. And, yeah, looking forward to my arrival in Adelaide. And, yeah, very excited for everything. Thank you.
All the best.